This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the Obama administration continues its erratic rollout of healthcare reform, halfway around the world in Indonesia, authorities are getting ready to introduce the world's biggest universal healthcare program. It'll cover all 240 million citizens. That's an ambitious plan for a middle-income country. And as the BBC's Claire Balderson found on the island of Sulawesi, one of the biggest in the Indonesian archipelago, the country's healthcare system is already under strain.
Are you a doctor?
Prawat.
Nurse.
You're a nurse.
This is a primary health clinic in rural Sulawesi. It serves 56,000 people with barely any equipment and a doctor who only turns up 3 or 4 days a week. She spends the rest of the time in the city, more than 2 hours' drive away. Indonesia has far fewer hospital beds than countries of similar economic size. If it's already struggling now, will Indonesia be capable of delivering a public health system for everyone?
I'm not sure if the government has actually thought through the entire process.
Political science professor Michael Buller is a long-time observer of Indonesian politics who I met in Makassar.
They basically now have an increase in demand compared to a couple of years ago. I think it's almost a 50% increase, and the hospitals just don't seem to be ready.
Experience in Jakarta suggests Professor Buller's right to be concerned. A year ago, the governor of the capital city introduced free healthcare for everyone. But hospitals were overwhelmed. Patients queued in accident and emergency wards for up to 5 days. Private hospitals had to take more patients, but when they didn't get properly reimbursed by the authorities, some refused to take any more. Is that what's going to happen across the country then, from the start of next year? Health Minister Nafsya Amboy told me lessons had been learned.
Jakarta went too fast. The preparations were not yet in place.
The idea is that primary health clinics will act as gatekeepers, referring only the most serious cases to hospitals. But will Indonesians, aware of the dire quality at the clinics, go along with this plan?
So we prepare the system, but also communication, information, education, which is now going on using all kinds of media, because it's something new.
The BBC's Claire Balderson filed that report from Indonesia. The government says the rollout of the healthcare plan there will begin in January and could take 5 years to get fully up and running. According to World Bank figures, Indonesia's plan could cost as much as $16 billion a year.